today's gospel, we hear Jesus telling his disciples that he will be returning to the Father, and that when he does, they will send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to come upon them. Indeed, we are in fact approaching the feast of the Ascension of the Lord, which marks precisely Jesus' return to the Father, which will shortly follow thereafter by the sending of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. I think if we were to place ourselves in the feet of the disciples, we can imagine that when they heard those words of Jesus to say, "It will be better for you if I go," that they very likely could have been thinking to themselves, "No, it won't be better for us, Lord, if you go. We want you to stay with us always." But precisely the point of Jesus' return to the Father is that in sending the Holy Spirit and sending the Advocate, Jesus will be securing his presence to his followers on earth in all times at all places. And this will really be taken out through the sacramentality and the presence of the church. One can imagine here in Corpus Christi, Texas, where I am currently living, 2,000 years ago, I don't think there were many people who were living here at that time, but 2,000 years ago, if you were living in this precise spot and were to ask the question, what would be your chance of encountering Jesus Christ? The answer would basically be none whatsoever, because 2,000 years ago, Jesus was alive and living in the Holy Land, and he was nowhere near Corpus Christi, Texas. Whereas today, through the power of the Holy Spirit and that power working within the church, whose mission is precisely to make the ministry and presence of Jesus Christ available to all people at all times, now through the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist, through the sacrament of confession, through all the celebration of the sacraments, we have an opportunity to encounter Jesus Christ right where we are in our current time, in our current place. And this really is the amazing thing of the economy of God's plan. That Jesus' ministry, which was localized 2,000 years ago in the Holy Land, today through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the sacramentality of the church, is available to all people in all places wherever the church is. And this then marks the reason why it is better for the disciples that Jesus go. Because now this presence of Christ can be available to all people in all times. But even further so, whereas 2,000 years ago the presence of Jesus was something exterior to the disciples and apostles, now precisely through the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Christ is something which can dwell within us. And this is what happens at every Eucharistic celebration. The Eucharist is conferred on the Holy Altar through the power of the Holy Spirit, and in receiving Jesus, it is a reminder of his interior presence, and indeed, a substantiated claim of Jesus' interior presence within us that we are called to abide in and then share with the world that we go out to meet from this sacred place. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this Eucharistic celebration, let us ask God for the grace that we would always be mindful of his indwelling presence that we receive in the life of grace, initiated in baptism, reinforced at every Eucharistic celebration. Let us give thanks to God that in every sacrament we have an encounter with the presence of Jesus and with his ministry. And let us ask God for the grace that we would always make of our bodies spiritual and holy temples that would be fit places to receive the indwelling of the Lord within us. Amen.